This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And it is the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Good morning. I'm Chris Mack. Colin Dunlap off this week, which means more gym time. Not gym time like going to the gym. Because, I mean, you can. In some places, you got to wear masks to do that. But not GYM. J-I-M Jimbo. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Chris. It's
Monday. It also means more gym time in that Jim has to get up earlier because not only does he have to write the updates, but he's also got to play co-host as well. So how is everything working this morning? I've already talked to producer Matt off the air about his technological limitations in the studio. How is everything working out in beautiful Richland Township this morning?
From a technology standpoint, everything's great.
Well, there we go. And you're on the air.
I'm just woefully behind. But if we don't talk about it, then nobody will notice because it'll sound exactly the same as it always does.
Beautiful. That's what we do. We just gloss right over it. How was the old 7 to 9 a.m. shift yesterday morning?
It was good. It was fun. Talked a little golf with Vince DeAugustine.
Vince
my favorite
DeAugustine,
promo that used to run infinitely. And now, as I mentioned, I'm going to say it again. This is the pre-show. We can do it. If I hear that damn NBA hotline promo from the PM team today, I may throw down this headset and run screaming down my street. And then the funny thing is I kind of mentioned that yesterday. And then when I was I don't know if I was in the car or wherever I was, but there it was again. I'm sure that we'll hear it probably right after Boomer's, whatever we call those things. I always want to call them an ESPN extra point, but that's,
yeah, we're not ESPN, so that's
that's true.
Way back.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So radio.com something.
So I'm curious in what I only saw the notes. I slept in yesterday morning. I was lazy like a slug and slept in till almost 9 o'clock yesterday morning. So I missed, I missed your show. So, but I did read the notes. Like we get notes sent out after every show, and I saw you had an interesting theory about just golf in general for the average everyday duffer. Please enlighten me because I want more than the Cliff's Notes version.
Well, I can actually call up the Cliff Notes here since you brought it up. But how to be a better bad golfer. I wrote that, I'm trying to think of how long ago it was, because we used to do these things for Pittsburgh Magazine. Mm-hmm. For which we were compensated handsomely, if you'll remember. So we did these, and I did a thing on how to be a better bad golfer, which means like I'm not any good. There are a couple. I don't know what kind of myths there are about my golf game. The one myth that is propagated by your co-host is that I play everywhere for free. That is not at all true. The weird thing is the nicer the course, the less I pay. And that's actually true.
Greg
Jacobs.
What you're saying is Dunlap will stretch the truth because you do get favors in some places, as it were.
Not lately. I don't think I've had a free round of golf yet this year.
Oh, wow.
Well, except okay. Father's Day golf. Father's Day golf. Chris treated me we didn't play on Father's Day because I think I probably worked on Father's Day since I also worked on my wife's birthday, on Mother's Day, and our anniversary. But anyway, no, it's just stuff like, and this is the one thing that I outlined, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Like I got 9 things.
Okay.
That you should, and actually one of them was just kind of a joke, but there are 8 tips basically to be a better bad golfer. And I am guilty of the first thing on my list, which is don't get mad at yourself.
Oh,
and
well,
the thing is that you got to remember, well, I know, but you got to remember that, I mean, and when this is how old it was when how long ago I wrote this, because I said, remember, you're not Tiger Woods, you're not Phil Mickelson. Although I'm not sure well, you're still not, even though those guys aren't at the top of the tour anymore, you're still not those guys. And you're not supposed to be good, so don't expect to be. And again, this is geared toward my hand, you can look it up. Okay, my handicap is 13. And it kind of fluctuates between, I think it was the lowest it ever was 12.9, and then the highest it was, I don't know, it was like 16 or 18, but that was, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago.
And you say look it up because you have become enamored, Jim, with this site, the USGA site where you can look up people's handicaps, correct?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Before I let you finish your story about the 8 ways that are kind of 9, but really 8 ways to be a better bad golfer, who have you creeped on lately on the USGA site to check out their handicap?
Sid.
Is it ridiculous? Is it like single digits, I imagine?
It is single. It's actually, let me go look at it. Oh, I can't look it up on this computer. It's not 8.7.
Is it not? But I could see him out there like shanking putts and drives just to drive it up to 8.7 if he could.
But it also now maybe it's in there. I don't know. There's and it's not Sidney Crosby. It's Philip Crosby, which is his middle name. But anyway, and you can look up like Rutherford. You can look up Mario. His son Austin has a plus handicap, which means you're a plus handicap. That means you're shooting below par most of the time,
yeah.
Or at least around par. But this is for guys like me and worse. You know, you're not supposed to be good. So if you hit a bad shot, well, you're just going to do that. And the other part about it is that, and this is true with all sports, is that you can't do anything about what just happened. All you can do is control the net. You know, the coaches are, you can't really control what you control. Well, you can't control what's already happened. What you can control is what's going to happen moving forward. And that's why if you get mad, it just compounds itself and it gets worse. But anyway, here are some other things that a lot of people, some people don't do. Just get up and hit the ball. Okay, take a practice swing, get settled, hit the ball. Because how many times, the way I reward it was, you take like 1 or 2. Some guys, I've seen guys do this, 3 practice swings, and then you hit like a worm burner. And you're thinking, wow, my practicing swing was so smooth. How come I did that? So the other thing is if your practice swing is so good, then don't waste a whole bunch of them. Just get up there and hit it. The other thing is play ready golf, right? The rule is that if you're away, the person who is away plays. But if you're playing with 4 guys and you're a bunch of hackers and one guy's looking for his ball in the right rough and the other guy's over in the left rough and other guy's in the woods and you're in the middle of the fairway – but you're ahead of those guys, just hit the ball. Don't wait for them. I mean, hit the ball and then go help your friends look for it. In that vein, if you can't find your ball within 2 or 3, well, I say a minute or two, give it 2 or 3 minutes. If you can't find your ball within that very short frame time, give it up.
Easy to say for a guy, Jim, who has golf balls with his face all over them and has them by the gross.
Well, that's the one exception I will make for myself. If I can't find one of those, I keep looking and looking and looking. But you don't do it. Basically, you don't want to hold anybody up, whether it's the people you're playing with or the people that are behind you. And these rules basically are for, say, a busy Saturday, Sunday, holiday morning, you know, when the tee sheet is full from sunrise up through probably 1 or 2 in the afternoon. Although talking to, like, That's right. The we did that play in high school, Fiddler on the Roof. It was very good.
Yes.
But
three people got that reference.
You're not
going to,
Jim. Yeah, if you Fiddler on the Roof. If you can't find it, just move along. Basically, that's the deal. Okay, and I predicted yesterday morning that that I would run into this situation yesterday afternoon, which I did. Fix your ball marks on the greens. This is my biggest pet peeve, is that people
Jim's
don't fix
mad.
The damn ball marks. You make a divot on the green. It's right there, and if you're not a good golfer and you actually hit the ball high enough in the air with a little bit of spin on it and you make a ball mark, a little divot on the green, you should be thrilled and you should go fix it. And then the worst thing is that if you're good enough to do it on a regular basis, then you really suck if you don't take the time to fix it. I mean, that's just unbelievable, the people that don't fix it. I fixed yesterday on the 16th green at Pheasant Ridge. I fixed probably between six or eight ball marks on that green
what?
Alone. I'm trying to think of the other ones. 13, I fixed three of them. 11, I fixed four probably. 10, I fixed a couple. It's just fix it. And it ruins it for everybody. And it's tough on the groundskeepers because those things, once they're in there, and I can tell on a Sunday afternoon, if I'm there at, say, 4:30, which I was, that some of these ball marks were there since 7, 8, 9 in the morning. Fix the damn things.
Unacceptable.
Another thing, this is another peeve. And these are inexperienced people that do this, or stupid, or lazy, or both. Is that put your cart in a position so you can walk off the green, get in the cart, and move on to the next hole. Nothing's worse than, like, say, a par 5 where people are backed up, and then you see some cart parked in front of the green, and these tools are on the green, and everybody's putting out, and then they're getting mad, and they're hitting another putt because they missed a 3-footer they shouldn't have missed, and then they walk back to the cart, which is in front of the green, as everybody's waiting, and then they're also... they've got two wedges with them because their approach wasn't on the green to begin with. And then they go back and they put the clubs in the bag, and then they get in their cart and then maybe check their cell phone, and then they go off to the next tee. So basically just have a clue and then, you know, you do that. And then I got a little national run on this from Christina Kim, who is she's like an LPGA. She's a professional golfer. And because my advice to people like me, and this does work, is swing like a girl. And I put girl in parentheses because I reference the women on the LPGA tour. And that if you watch them, and like the expression I use, and some of these ladies are not big at all. I mean, we're talking about like 5 foot nothing, and they hit the ball 270 yards like it's nothing. Because they've got a nice smooth swing, it's rhythmic, it's fundamentally sound. And then guys try to swing like DeChambeau, and you do that, the ball's going to go all over the place. If you swing like the ladies on the LPGA Tour, if you emulate them, and again, I'm not talking about like Sean Knapp and all these single-digit handicappers or, you know, the local pros and Van Sickle and those guys. I'm talking about guys like me that aren't any good. And if you emulate the women on tour and try to swing like them, you're going to be a whole lot better. So that's the gist
of it. This has been another edition of Things That Piss Jim Off / This Is What You Should Do When You Golf, Jim's Tips for Bad Golfers. That was I now feel like I got to listen to the entire show yesterday morning.
Well, that was an entire segment, which we just did. But I mentioned Christina Kim because, you know, I went on Twitter later on yesterday, and she posted a video of herself hitting a drive. And it was perfect. It was exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah.
So I said, I hope that Christina doesn't mind. I said, but this is exactly what I was talking about when I said swing like a girl. And then she did take some umbrage to the swing like a girl. But I also explained that you want to swing like the women on tour. I didn't refer to them as girls, even though they're younger than my kids. But but you know, that's the gist of it was. And she, I don't know, either thanked me or agreed with me or whatever. But it was. I thought it was really good. You should look her up and look at that swing she posted yesterday. It was unbelievable.
You're bringing golfers together all over the world, Jim Colony. Good stuff, Jim. I'm excited. We get a whole week together, you and I. I know it's extra work for you, but I feel like you're going to hit a groove here. It was a busy weekend, so you got a lot of extra stuff to do this morning. Nonetheless, Jim is here. He's got the updates. He's going to hold my hand through things this morning. Producer Matt will try to keep us on the rails. Ed Bouchette joins us at 7 o'clock. Some issues to talk about with the NFLPA as players are filtering back into town and getting ready to report to Heinz Field for training camp starting tomorrow. Adam Berry of MLB.com to talk about the Pirates weekend. They take one out of three in St. Louis, and Gregory Polanco may be back soon, and some other bigger issues on the other side of the state in Major League Baseball. We get into that with Adam at 8 o'clock. Seth Rohrbaugh, the Trib, at 9 o'clock to talk about the Pens heading to Toronto to get into the bubble, and they've got an exhibition game against the Flyers tomorrow before real stuff starts on Saturday. A big trade in the NFL over the weekend. A lot to talk about. It all starts next here on the Fan Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.